Highways held hostage. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The president finally drew the line. Even though he had previously agreed to $2 trillion worth of transportation projects, even though he can do infrastructure like no one else, he abruptly walked out of a White House meeting, declaring to the assembled Democratic leaders, no infrastructure until you agree to stop your witch hunt. Which is like saying, no moon mission until the moon agrees to move closer. The Democrats observed that either this was all a deliberate setup, or that snazzy graphic on the Mueller investigation somehow miraculously attached itself to his Rose Garden podium. But still, Speaker Pelosi had to know that by uttering the words cover-up after meeting with impeachment-minded Democrats, she would trigger the guy. It's an involuntary reflex with him. Just to take a hypothetical, if by some quirk Vlad the Impaler were elected president, would you carry a load of sharp wooden stakes into your infrastructure meeting? Come on! And so now, there's a stake right through the heart of your commute for who knows how long. Here's my suggestion. The federal gas tax has been at 18.4 cents since 1993. With inflation, it should be at 32 cents today. Congress should raise it to 32 cents, give the money directly to each state, let them pick their own projects, and get something built until this silly soap opera is over. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.